Grab your popcorn and goobers. It's time for Motherhood in Hollywood with your host, Heather Brooker. This is a crude prude's perspective on being a full-time mom in showbiz. She's not a perfect mom, but she can play one on TV. Hold on to your butts. Here's Heather.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to episode 12 of Motherhood in Hollywood. I'm Heather Brooker, and this has been a very exciting few months, you guys. As of the time this podcast goes out into the world, Motherhood in Hollywood will have been out there for 2 months, and I couldn't be more proud and grateful of everybody, of their support, and of how well the show is doing. So thank you from the bottom of my heart. On the show today, I'm also going to announce the winner of our very first Motherhood in Hollywood giveaway in just a few minutes. So make sure you're still listening. Don't try to fast forward through all of my amazing commentary at the beginning of the show. You don't want to miss that. But I am going to bring in a little special helper in a second, and we're going to do the drawing and announce the winner of the Honest Company Bath Bundle and Motherhood in Hollywood Tote Bag. So hooray, hooray for that. My guest on the show today is Sarah Haley. She is a pre and postnatal fitness expert. So if you want to have a baby someday, if you've already have had a baby, if you know someone who wants to have a baby, or maybe get back in shape after a baby, then this is definitely a show you want to listen to and share with them. Me personally, and this is kind of a big admission for me to make, especially to the entire world, which I assume are all listening to this show right now. Struggling with my weight has been something that has been a really tough thing for me. I haven't always been overweight. I didn't grow up overweight. When I was in high school, I was a competitive cheerleader and soccer player, and I was always very active in college. And it wasn't until after a few years after I got married that I really started gaining weight and got really, really heavy. And then I got pregnant, and it was like just sort of compounded itself on top of the weight that I already had. And now, quite honestly, the idea of losing weight and getting back in shape feels really exhausting to me. I can't seem to find the motivation to do it. I know a lot of people, this is something they struggle with, finding the motivation to just get up and get moving. It's not even like I eat bad. I don't really eat great, but I don't really eat terribly. I chase my daughter around and we play. And I know that there's some celebrities in Hollywood, they're like, when they get interviewed, they're like, oh my God, how do you stay so fit? And then someone will invariably go, well, I just chase my toddler around and I want to punch them in the face. Because you don't just get fit by chasing your toddler around. Like, you have to like legit work out and run and do butt exercises and arm exercises. Like, I chase my toddler around, but I'm winded. I'm not skinny. So let's all stop the BS about what it takes to get fit and start getting real and having a real conversation about it, especially here in Hollywood. That's one of the things Sarah brings up on the show today, is that there's an image that actresses have to maintain, especially after they've had kids, like they, eat whatever they want and they don't really have to work out. And that's not true. Like, if you want to be, fit and lean, you have to eat well and exercise. And there is no easy answer for that. And I know that. And that's honestly, I think, why I have such a hard time getting over that mental hump, because it sounds exhausting. But anyway, all of that aside, the interview today with Sarah was very inspiring. And I really think it is the kick in the pants that I need to hear to help me start getting on the right track to working out and exercising and using specific exercises for me as a postpartum mom, someone who had a baby, to help me get back in shape. So yeah, that's the plan, to get inspired and get moving. But before I get to the interview with Sarah, you guys, we've got important news that's been building up. It's time for the Motherhood in Hollywood giveaway, and someone has been waiting here very patiently. Hi, Bubba. Can you say hi?
Hi.
Hi. Oh, she's been waiting so patiently to help mommy with this drawing. Okay, so we've got all the names of the people who've reviewed the show on iTunes in our giant Simpsons mug here. And Miss Channing is going to help me pull a name out. Channing, you want to help mommy? Okay, I'm going to mix up the papers. Mixy. And then I'm going to have you pull a paper out and we're going to read the name off. Okay, ready? Pull paper out. Pull it out. Thank you. Okay, what does it say? It says, The Thrifty Babe has won our very first giveaway on Motherhood in Hollywood. You win an Honest Company bath bundle and a Motherhood in Hollywood tote bag. Yay! Good job, BB. Can you say congratulations? All right, we'll work on that a little bit. Thank you again for everybody who took the time to enter our drawing on iTunes. Keep listening to the show. Keep sharing it with your friends. It helps me out so much, and it basically helps me feed my child. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. It doesn't. Right, Bunny?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Somebody's really excited now. Can you say hello to the world? Say hi, world.
Hello.
Yeah, that's right. That's some straight up cuteness right there. So you guys, before I forget, we can't end one contest without starting another. And my guest today, Sarah Haley, has been generous enough to give me some DVDs to give away to our Motherhood in Hollywood podcast listeners. So here's the deal, you guys. If you go on Twitter and you hashtag MIH podcast, I will send you one of Sarah's DVDs, Sweat Unlimited, Expecting More, or Expecting More the Fourth Trimester. I will pick three people who are hashtagging MIH podcast to send the DVDs to. You can say how much you like the show, or if you hate the show, I mean, you could say that. Hello. I know, who would hate the show? Yeah. Oh boy, she's got her own mic. Yeah, that's right. Oh, that's your magazine. So make sure you go on Twitter and hashtag MIH podcast. I will pick three people who, I mean, if you want to put up a picture of you listening to the show, that'd be great too. Whatever you want to say, just give me a shout out on Twitter. Let me know that you're out there and I will pick three people and send them one of Sarah's DVDs. Sound like a good deal? I thought so. Channing, does that sound like a good deal? Yeah, I think so too. All right, you guys, thanks so much again for entering into the iTunes contest and now participating in for the next week. We're going to do this for a week, you guys, so make sure you hashtag MIH podcast to be entered to win one of Sarah's DVDs, Sweat Unlimited, Expecting More, and Expecting More, the Fourth Trimester Workout. Hashtag MIH podcast on Twitter. All right, now I think it's time for me to go and have a little bit of playtime with Miss Channing. What do you think, Channing? You want to go play? Yeah, she does. And I'm going to get off here so you guys can enjoy the interview with Sarah Haley. So I was saying earlier when you came in, we were talking a little bit about I'm so glad that I ate a bunch of donuts. Like, no, literally, I feel such guilt whenever I eat because I want to be so healthy and I want to, you know, have the desire to get fit. And that's why I'm so glad that you're here, because I'm hoping maybe, at least for me personally, it will be like this nice little kick in the pants that I need. So thank you for coming on.
Thank you for having me. And you are not alone.
Yeah.
95% of the women, specifically moms that I talk to, have the same problems.
Yeah.
And it's so hard. It was one thing, you know, just trying to be healthy when it was just you.
Right, right.
And then now all of a sudden you have these little people who are your priority and you still have to do the same thing. But it is so hard, especially those of us who are emotional eaters, mm-hmm. or are, you know, use food or use, some of us, you know, use exercise actually in the wrong way too. Right. So it's really hard to be able to do that and still take care of the people that you love.
Now, I know that you are a fitness expert right now, but it didn't start off that way. You actually started off with a background in dance.
Yeah.
Can I ask, were you in cheerleading at all?
Well, those of us who are professional cheerleaders prefer actually the word professional dancer. So I actually did. It's funny that you ask that. I lived in the dance team world. My college dance team actually won the national championships, but it was all jazz and hip hop. Okay. And then when I moved to New York City, I actually danced for the New Jersey Nets, who are now the Brooklyn Nets.
Yeah, that was what I was going to ask you. I saw something about an NBA team.
One of the best years of my life because they were in the finals with the Lakers.
Wow.
And so, yes, we got called cheerleaders all the time. But
were you like yell leader or?
No, nothing comes out of our mouths.
Oh.
So we are only dancing.
Purely dance.
It really is dancing. It's just that we hold pom-poms sometimes. So I think that's why you're like, oh, well, they're cheerleaders. They've got pom-poms. But if you look at any high school or university, the dance team still hold the pom-poms. They're just not shouting things.
Right, right.
So, yeah, I would probably have not been the best cheerleader because I'm not as good at that as I was at moving my body.
I loved cheerleading. That was one of my favorite things to do. My mom in high school was always like, I don't know why you spend so much time on cheerleading. It's never going to get you anywhere in life. You need to be in the band. And I was like, but the band is so lame.
You know what? I actually think that cheerleading and dance does do a lot for you as an adult. Mm-hmm, I mean, those the people who do those things are super outgoing. Mm-hmm. They like being involved. I am totally the rallier when it comes to my mom friends. I'm like, let's go do this. Let's go do that. So I think it does set you up for a good personality later in life.
How did you transition from that into fitness, though?
Well, it's funny that you bring up the cheerleading. When I was dancing for the New Jersey Nets, I would say it was a decent income, but it definitely couldn't, feed my New York adventures.
Yeah, New York is so expensive.
So all of us have side jobs, right? I mean, any entertainer you talk to is usually probably waitressing. That was not my thing. Mm-hmm. And what a lot of people on the team with me were doing, including my coach, actually, were teaching fitness. And I had done a little bit of that in college. And so I started teaching fitness to support myself. And what I found when I was in between gigs was that I loved it. My husband, who was my boyfriend at the time, actually called me out on it. He's like, do you realize how much happier you are when you're teaching than you are when you're auditioning? Because who really likes to audition? Mm-hmm. And I got really lucky. I mean, I think it was some hard work too. But I got lucky in 2007. I was recruited by Reebok. Mm-hmm. And they were partnering with Cirque du Soleil.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So it was fitness from Reebok meets the dance and theater of Cirque du Soleil. And they, at the time, recruited about 25 women from around the world, which was slowly whittled down to five of us by 2008. And I think the reason I was one of the lucky ones that stuck around was because I had both sides. I had the dance and theater, and I had the fitness. And I became their spokesperson for the workout that we were working on together, and that led into making DVDs for them. I'm doing a lot of PR and marketing, whether that was, morning shows or things like this even. I mean, I did a bunch of podcasts for Reebok.
Oh, wow.
And so that kind of set me up for building my own company.
When you say that sort of set you up for building your own company, you're talking about Reebok and Cirque du Soleil. How does that happen exactly? Because Cirque du Soleil, to me, is such a huge... like, those guys are really healthy and, like, really fit. But, like, you didn't actually do Cirque du Soleil, though, right?
No, but I got to go to their headquarters. Oh, and wow. I got to experience everything that they do. So the workout that we created together, and by we, I mean Reebok and Cirque du Soleil, was called Jacari Fit to Fly. So my job as a Reebok master trainer was to go to Cirque du Soleil headquarters, experience all the crazy stuff that they do, and then decide how can we relate this to the gym. Like, how can we bring this into the gym and have quote-unquote normal people do these things or train like a Cirque du Soleil performer or feel like a Cirque du Soleil performer, which I feel like my job was key because as Cirque du Soleil people, I mean, they are ridiculous human beings. And they sometimes don't understand, like, a normal person can't, take their arms behind their back and then around their head and then, do a somersault and a cartwheel and a flip and then jump from a trapeze. Like, they
normal people
literally
don't
understand. So they should not have been the ones creating the workout. But what they did was they would combine some of them with some of us, because I really represented Reebok. And together, we were able to come up with these workouts that you could do in the gym.
Okay.
Yeah.
And doing your workouts in the gym, did you sort of get bit by the bug? Like, hey, I kind of want to do this on my own. Like, how did that ultimately transition into doing what you do?
What ultimately happened was, outside of just working with Cirque du Soleil, I became Reebok's go-to for their fitness DVDs. Mm-hmm. So they used to work with a company called Gaiam, who is pretty much the lead in workout DVDs. And so I would be given a product, sometimes it would be a crazy product you've never seen. Sometimes it would just be like a body bar. Mm-hmm. And they'd say, Sarah, we want you to create a workout with this bar and then film it at Gaiam. And as a choreographer, I loved that. I loved taking a simple item or a crazy item and trying to figure out something that anybody could do in their home. And so I shot over 10 DVDs for them doing that. Oh, wow. And so that's really, so my business is workout DVDs and now downloads, because DVDs are slowly dying.
Yeah.
But everybody, I'm from the Midwest, and so all my friends were having babies before me. And they kept saying, Sarah, when are you going to make a pregnancy DVD? Can you get Reebok to make a pregnancy DVD? And I knew enough about pregnancy, and I had all these people asking me, got pre- and postnatal certified, because what I found, too, in New York City was that a lot of the women I was training were becoming pregnant, and I wanted to be able to give them the best advice possible. And also, selfishly, I knew that I wanted to have a baby one day, and I wanted to be able to work out in the safest way possible. And I knew also that I didn't want to shoot that DVD until I was actually pregnant. Okay. Because it is really hard to take advice during pregnancy from somebody who is ripped up and skinny.
Like, or has never had kids.
Never had kids. It kills me sometimes when I listen to male trainers give advice on pregnancy. You have no idea.
I know. Oh my gosh.
You really don't.
Yeah.
And you never will. So I knew that. I knew I wanted to be pregnant if I was going to shoot a pregnancy DVD. Mm. Voila. 2010, I get pregnant with my first son. And when I was 8 months pregnant, we moved to Santa Monica, California from New York City for a lot of different reasons. Mm-hmm. But when I was going through that move, I had a couple friends who wanted to partner and do a workout DVD. And they were like, but we want you to start it. And I was like, okay, but guess what? I'm pregnant. So it's going to be the pregnancy DVD.
Yes.
And one of my partners, I still have Anna Kaiser, who is a huge celebrity trainer on the East Coast. She and I, with another partner, put in our funds and our brain power, and we created my best-selling DVD, which is called Expecting More. And that was kind of the beginning.
Which
of
you did while you were
8.5 months pregnant.
That's insane.
Yes, and it only happened 8.5 months pregnant because we didn't shoot it until I had moved. Oh. And my husband too was like, you gotta shoot this thing fast. Yeah. Like, he was like, because like, what if you just like don't look good on camera anymore?
Yeah,
people are not gonna want to buy the DVD.
But you did. I was like, I can't believe you were 8.5 months pregnant there. You looked fantastic.
Well, we were joking about this before. It was a huge motivating factor to stay fit during my pregnancy. Yeah. Now keep in mind, I am not the girl that gained like 10 pounds during my pregnancy. I mean, I gained a good 30 to 35 pounds, which is a really healthy number. Mm-hmm. So I felt like it was really realistic. And also, as a small person, and because it was my first baby, I didn't show until later. So I think it was a really smart idea on a lot of different levels, mm-hmm, to shoot it so late in my pregnancy. Okay. But I will tell you, after I shot it, I was like, oh, I can relax a little bit more.
You're like, oh, now somebody else edit it, take it over. Like, let me just have this baby and move on.
Yeah, I mean, because when I had my second, the great thing about the DVD is I had pregnant backup.
Yeah.
And so all of them were showing, not necessarily first trimester, second trimester, third trimester, because I'm not a huge believer in that. Mm-hmm. My philosophy when it comes to pregnancy and exercise is when you find out you're pregnant, start making the modifications so that when you are in your third trimester, you know how to do everything really strong and safe. So more what those women are showing is the different levels of fitness. So yes, we all go through first, second, and third trimester, but we all come from a different place. Some of us were really active people before we were pregnant. Some of us never worked out a day in our life before we were pregnant. And I wanted to show options for all of those different levels. Mm-hmm. But my point is, my second baby, I turned on my pregnancy DVD, which is super awkward to watch yourself anyway.
Right.
And I was like, holy cow, how was I doing all of that?
Yeah.
Because
you felt like your second pregnancy was so much harder.
Yes. Mm. And for a couple different reasons. But one being, when I had my first child, or when I was pregnant with my first child, I came from this tight, tight body that had never had a baby before.
Oh, yeah. That was already fit and in shape. And
yeah. And I did. I got back in shape after my first pregnancy. Not easily, because I don't think it was easy. But mm-hmm, I did get back to my pre-baby self. Mm-hmm. And on the outside. Mm-hmm. But not necessarily on the inside. And that, as a second-time mom, I think is what I like talking about the most now.
Outside?
So on the outside, yes, I, looked ripped up again. Yes, I was thin, but internally, like, I still peed myself when I ran.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God, does that happen to other people?
It happens to a lot of people, but I'll
nobody
tell you,
talks about that.
I am not as ripped up now as I was after my first pregnancy, but guess what? Yeah. I don't pee myself anymore because I've trained smarter this time.
Oh my gosh. Because when I first started like trying to work out again after I had my daughter, I was literally like, oh, what's happening? Because my body just felt like gelatinous.
Yes. And if you don't do the right work, it will happen. I have a family member, I was about to say who it was, but I won't, who is in her 50s, and she tells me she's a marathon runner, and she tells me she still pees herself.
Yeah.
So if you don't fix it,
yeah,
it's going to continue on.
What do we do to fix it? Like Kegels?
Yes. Kegels are a huge part of it. Mm-hmm. But it's also training your abdominals and essentially your entire core from the deepest point.
Okay.
So my newest DVD, mm-hmm. So my first DVD I shot when I was pregnant with my oldest son.
And that really focuses on the prenatal fitness regimen.
Yes.
Okay.
And then my newest DVD I shot after I had my second son. Mm-hmm. And I shot it when I was 22 weeks postpartum. And again, I have people in the video. One girl, she's my rock star, she shot it, she was 9 weeks post.
Oh, wow.
And then another one was 15. So again, we were showing kind of like the different, mm-hmm. that you can do this workout whether you're, you know, 6 weeks postpartum or, you know, I really kind of wish now that I'd had somebody that was like 6 years out, because I still think it's a good DVD.
The new DVD is called Expecting More, the fourth trimester.
Yes.
And what was interesting to me when I was reading about that is that you said that it's for people who are 6 weeks postpartum, 6 months, 6 years, because I know I have felt like it's too late for me to get back in shape. My daughter's 2.5. You know, I put on that baby weight, but, you know, 2.5 years ago have gone by. It's hard for me to wrap my head around the fact that I can be in shape ever, because I wasn't in great shape before, but I certainly wasn't like as out of shape as I am right now. So it's hard for me to find that motivation. So I'm curious to know what will this DVD motivate me? Like, what is the main goal here?
Yes. The DVD, there's several reasons why I think it'll motivate you. One, the workouts aren't long.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a calendar in there. So it's almost like I'm your personal trainer and I can tell you when to do the workouts, how often to do them. And it's never too late to start, because it's just going to be the right time for different people. The reason I think it works for so many people to start right away is because the baby isn't doing anything. You can literally have that baby in front of you and start doing the workouts. Mm-hmm. And then once it starts walking, as you know, like, your life turns upside down. And there's no like, just sit here while I work out. And I think that's why if you don't start right away, it gets harder and harder. And then I think you find then maybe when the kid turns 4 or 5, that's when I see a lot of women start to find the time again. But it's so hard.
Those first few years,
1 year, or whenever your kid starts walking, for some of it's like us, it's like 9 months,
mm-hmm.
to 4 years old, or whenever they end up going to preschool. So for a lot of it, it's not until kindergarten that we have more time, because preschool is sometimes like 2 or 3 hours. You drop them off, you can go to the grocery and come back.
Right, right.
So I think that that's why it's so hard. So no, you're not alone.
Mm-hmm.
So I would suggest a couple of things. Your daughter's also at an age, so your daughter's 2.5, mm-hmm, right? Where she might actually find some of this entertaining.
Yeah, I'm sure she would. Mom jumping around and moving around. Yes. Room, she would absolutely love that.
So that my oldest son, because he's seen me do it from the beginning, I mean, he can do a burpee, he can do a push-up, and he understands why exercise.
A burpee?
Do you know a burpee?
No.
It's in the video.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no, it's not. It's not in the post. There's a version of it in my postnatal video.
Okay.
But I'm sure you can find me online doing burpees somewhere. It's actually, in my pregnancy DVD, I do a really, really modified pregnancy burpee. But to me, a burpee is like the most cardiovascular, full body toning move you can do. You reach up, you touch the ground, you go down to the ground, you come back up.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, you've probably seen it. Sometimes people relate it to CrossFit or Army related workouts. So where were we? Talking about getting back into the game.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I see a lot of pictures on Instagram of moms doing my workouts with their kids in the room.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're not at a point where they can just sit there and watch, why not have them join in?
Right.
And the other thing is, how are you spending your time? So, like, if you have time to be on Facebook for a half hour a day, I'm not saying you specifically, but maybe anybody that's listening.
How do you know, Sarah? No, I do.
But that's what I think we have to, I mean, that's my problem too, is I think you and I were talking about this before the podcast, like, what things are such a time suck? Mm-hmm. So if you find that you have a half hour on Facebook every day, you do have a half hour for a workout. Oh. And none of the workouts on my new DVD are longer than a half hour.
Okay.
So it's just about managing your time. Mm-hmm. It's about having the willpower to, you know, at night, instead of putting on Big Brother, to say, I'm going to do this workout first.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Now, I'm not calling you out on that.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. I don't know about you, but I cannot let go of Big Brother. I have at least 3 weeks left of this show that I've dedicated all. No, it's true. I mean, honestly, I have the hardest time prioritizing, because there are moments when I get so few moments to myself these days where I feel like I have stuff to work on with the podcast, stuff I want to work on, you know, just my own personal finances and like little things like that, that by the time it's time to get her from preschool or get her up from her nap, you know, then my day is shot and I just, you know, have to start dinner or whatever. I find I get distracted easily and I get a lot of excuses, which is why I think then I start eating poorly and it's like a spiral. It's a downward spiral.
100%. I was just saying to my husband the other night, because I was watching this clip of my older son and me, and he was about the same age that my younger son is, and I am not complaining, so don't get me wrong, but I was like, whoa, I mean, I was super ripped up. And that night my husband came home and I was like, I'm going to go to the gym, because I actually don't work out nearly as much as I
was. Yeah, I was
going to
ask you, how much are you working out? How much?
If I can get there three or four, if I can get to the gym 3 or 4 days a week, or do something at home 3 or 4 days a week, that's magical.
Oh, wow.
And, but I do a lot of active things with my kids. Yeah. I have two boys who are crazy, crazy movers. And I went, and it was like 8:30 at night. I don't do that anymore. Mm-hmm. But what I realized is when I had my older son, I did do that. I realized how much I was actually doing. So for my moms out there, when you see
these, the second son?
Yeah, this is before my second son. So my second son is almost a year and a half. Mm-hmm. He's 15 months. And it was one of my top priorities after my first son. One of my top priorities was, if I wasn't with my son, I went and I worked out. Mm-hmm. Okay. And then, you know, got my work done. But that was like my second priority. It's like number 5 or 6 now on my list.
How interesting.
Because I have two kids now.
Yeah.
So when I'm not with one, I'm with the other. Or sometimes obviously it's both. But my older one just started preschool today. Well, that doesn't mean all of a sudden I have all this time to myself. No, I'm with my other son. So, and then when my older one gets home, I can't wait that he's home now. And so now I have both of them. And then it's 6 o'clock at night. And guess what? I'm too tired to go to the gym. So if I don't do it first thing in the morning, I mean, my plan now that my older one's in preschool, if I'm taking him to preschool, my gym, thank God, has a kids club.
Yeah.
And then my youngest one and I are sometimes going to go over to the gym. Yeah. But I also have fun classes that I want to take him to. And I want to make sure I'm giving him everything that I gave my first son.
Right.
So it's just making it a priority. And it's not as high on my list as it once was. So mm-hmm. I think that's what we need to understand as moms. Like, where was your workout routine on your list before you got pregnant? Maybe it wasn't even on your list. Mm-hmm. But I think some of us look and they're like, oh, well, how come I was so fit then? Or I was more fit than I am now. Look at what your life was. Look at what your priorities were. And give yourself some slack.
Yeah.
And if it's not where you want it to be, you have to move it up.
Yeah. I need to start doing that, because I am so tired all the time. And I don't think I can use the excuse, oh, I have a toddler. I mean, I know I do have a toddler, and I know she's very active. But I don't think I can rely on that anymore. Like, I need to get healthier. Like, just playing with her for like an hour, I'm like, oh my God, I'm just beat. And I don't think that that's healthy. I mean, I'm still super young. I can't even say it with a straight face. No, I'm still super young and fabulous. But I want to be healthier, and so I want to take those steps to do that. Now, you brought up something interesting just a few minutes ago, your video about why do I still look pregnant? So I was in an elevator a few weeks ago with my daughter, and I had a cup of coffee in my hand, and she had her Minnie Mouse, and we get in, and this older gentleman was in the elevator, and she was showing him Minnie Mouse. She loves her Minnie Mouse. And he was like, oh, that's so cute. You know, you have your Minnie Mouse, and, you know, your mom has her coffee, and she shouldn't be drinking coffee in her condition. And I froze for a second, and I was like, what? What just happened? And the doors opened, and we started to get off, and then I realized he was saying that I was pregnant. So, like, and it happened so fast, and the doors were closing, and just as I was about to be like, hey, I'm not pregnant, you know, the doors closed, and I just thought, wait a minute, I know I still have this, like, pooch, like, I know something is wrong. So I went to the doctor, and I was actually diagnosed with diastasis recti. Recti, if I'm saying that right.
Yeah, doctors will say it diastasis recti, and then a lot of people in the fitness industry say, what did I used to say? Because my OB corrected me on it.
DRF.
I forget. No, they just say it a different way. It's not diastasis. Yeah. They say diastasis. That's diastasis. What a lot of fitness people will say diastasis.
Oh, okay.
And it, but it is. It is. I mean, I believe the medical community.
Yeah, I would.
It's diastasis.
So, and that's a really big admission for me to make. I've only told, like, a couple of my friends that, and, like, one of my good friends who's super into working out. I think she's now afraid that her, to get pregnant, like, her guts will fall out. Or she's afraid that my guts will fall out. And I'm like,
no, do you know I have one?
Oh, do you? Yeah, yes. I was going to say, I think you do, because you actually have some fitness techniques and some tips and stuff that I wanted to ask you about, because I, you know, I'm not alarmed by it, but I think it's part of the reason, too, why even though I will do sit-ups and crunches and all this stuff, nothing is working.
It's 100% of the reason.
Yeah.
So there are actually, I mean, more and more people are going to be diagnosed with diastasis, or hopefully discover it themselves.
Yeah.
Clearly, I knew about it because of my pre- and postnatal exercise background. But I tested myself when I was pregnant. That was when I found mine. Mm-hmm. And so if you do find it when you're pregnant, you need to immediately back off on even things like planks, which I know a lot of.
Yeah, I read that planks are so bad. They make it worse, don't
yes,
they?
Yes, yes. They can make it worse. And it's something that is becoming more, and it's not more and more common, because clearly all these women have already had it. But I remember after I had my first son, and I was feeling very self-conscious about, you know, you're still baby bump, that's not really,
yeah,
there's no baby in there anymore,
right.
And I kept thinking, all these women look pregnant, but I didn't know as much about diastasis as I do now. And this is why, I mean, this really is why so many women that have had babies still look pregnant. So for those of you who are listening, if you don't know what a diastasis is, picture your six-pack, right? So those muscles that lie on top are called your rectus abdominis, and then the ones that are underneath that are called your transverse abdominis. And the tissue that holds that six-pack together, so that goes right down the middle, is called your linea alba. And when you get pregnant, your uterus presses on your abdominal wall and is going to cause your abdominal muscles to spread. If they spread too much, that's when we call it a diastasis recti. And I think what can happen to a lot of women in post, if they don't fix it right away, it's going to get worse and worse. I think the more babies you have, the worse it gets. I mean, I have that fear too. Like, if I have another child, if I get pregnant again, is it going to get worse? I have brought mine back. Almost. It's almost all
because
the way
you
back.
Can correct it, right?
You can correct it. By any chance, did the doctor tell you, did he do a finger test?
Yeah.
How many fingers, you know?
Two.
Oh,
yeah,
that is so magical.
It's
no, it's not bad at all. Yeah. I mean, I know women who have four fingers.
Yeah.
That's, and then sometimes they're looking at, that's when you have four fingers, that's when you sometimes need to consider surgery. Mm-hmm. So what do you do to fix this? I have stuff all over my YouTube channel. My fourth trimester video, one of my backup, she healed her diastasis 3 times.
Wow.
She had one before she had kids. She had, like, this huge coughing attack and literally coughed so hard that her abdominals split, which is crazy.
Wow.
But she healed. So she healed it before she had her first daughter, and then she healed it back after she had her 2 daughters. So it is fixable, but, like we've just been talking about, you have to put in the time to do the exercises.
Yeah.
And you also have to make sure that you're not doing the wrong exercises. So crunches
are
horrible.
Yeah.
So if you think about it, you are trying to close this gap.
Mm-hmm.
And in a crunch, you're opening and closing and opening and closing and opening and closing that gap.
Yeah,
so picture I'm trying to think what a good example would be. Like, let's just say, like, a container that you're trying to make sure it closes.
Mm-hmm.
If you keep opening it up and closing it, like, repeatedly, that is not going to make it close.
Yeah.
You have to push it together and hold it there.
Yeah.
And so that's essentially what you need to do with your abdominals, is you need to push them together, starting with your hands.
Like, I was going to say, like, physically with your hands, yes. Push them together.
If you watch my fourth trimester workout, every single workout, even the cardio ones on there, I remind you at the very beginning, you need to close your abdominals. You need to literally push them together. I call it interlocking your TVA, so your TVA, your transverse abdominis, bringing those internal muscles back together.
That's so interesting. Okay.
Yeah. So, and then it's about, once you are able to do that, you're doing exercises where you're moving your arms and legs. Like, can you move the rest of your body while still keeping this close? Because that's daily life, right?
Right.
Like, you want to be able to move through your daily life and still keep these muscles closed. And then that's when you do the cardio, because in order to actually make that effective and have the rest of your body, you know, close up, you have to lose the body fat.
So where does diet come in? I watched a video the other day where you were eating vegetables, and you were like, too many veggies, you know, even though we think we're getting healthy, too many veggies can sometimes leave you bloated and feeling like carrying extra water and stuff like that. So
I love grapes. I love grapes. Are like candy to me. You put a bag of grapes in front of me, I'm going to eat the entire bag.
Yeah.
And try doing that and then look at your stomach afterwards.
Yeah.
So I look pregnant.
Is it just fruits, or is it fruits and vegetables?
Fruits are going to have a lot more sugar.
Sure.
So if you're looking at like total calorie count, if you're looking at total sugar consumption, I think fruits are definitely going to be worse.
Yeah.
But any of them that are water-based, which is basically all of them,
right,
are going to add water weight, are going to add bloat.
Mm-hmm.
So in my fourth trimester workout, I will tell you before I shot it, because a lot of my friends were like, how can you see your abs in that fourth trimester workout? Yeah. Can I see my abs all the time? No. But before I shot that video, I was eating really clean, and one of the things I didn't do was eat a lot of fruit.
Oh, interesting.
I actually ate more vegetables. I was eating a ton of salads and stuff. But the 10 days before I actually shot, because mm-hmm. I wanted to be the best version of me, because I want to show you guys the best version of what is possible, I was eating really clean. Is it fun? No.
No.
It is not fun, and that's not, I mean, I don't eat that way now either. But I just shot a bunch of stuff in May, and I think that's probably the best that I've looked since I've had my second son. And again, the 10 days before, I cut out a lot of I cut out all white carbs, and then I was just watching my carbs in general. I watched my dairy, because dairy can bloat you. I'm taking out everything that's fun.
Everything
so
delicious
it's no,
fun.
No, it's no way to live, but I think if you're eating tons of that stuff, you have to look at that and see where can you limit it. And how can you start to cut back slowly? And yes, then if it's like, I want to lose the last 5 pounds, you have to ask yourself, is that the way I want to live? Do mm-hmm. I want to be the girl at dinner who's ordering the salad when everybody else is having something else that I really want?
Yeah.
Is it good to eat salads the majority of the time? Yeah, but it's also fun to eat other stuff.
Right.
And so I joke about living in LA because I'm from the Midwest, where we eat a lot of pizza and drink a lot of beer. And trust me, when I've lived there, I've always been heavier when I've lived there because I'm doing a lot more of that. But I also hate going to Menchie's in LA and being the only mom that's eating Menchie's with my kid. Like, mm-hmm. what is that?
Yeah.
But I look at them and they all look like they need to eat a sandwich. So that to me, they're not having as fun a life as I am.
But you're also already, you make up for, I think, probably what you eat, or do you make up for what you eat, like when you treat yourself, by working out a little bit more?
Yes, I try. I mean,
you sort
yes
of
and no.
That?
I try to balance that out. Mm-hmm. Not nearly as much as I once did. But yes, I mean, you can do that, and you can't do that. You also have to keep in mind we're getting older.
Yeah.
And my husband keeps saying that. He's like, I'm running a lot, but why do I still have this gut? I'm like, well, our metabolism is slowing down, and he's also not lifting any weights. So that is huge as we get older. That is huge in postnatal recovery. We lose...
Is lifting weights?
Yes, because we lose cardio. Muscle every... No matter what you do, you're losing muscle every year, and if you're not putting muscle on to make up for that, mm-hmm. especially as women, I mean, you're going to end up with osteoporosis, among other things. So... We really need to be focusing on lifting weights. And yes, that can be your kids. But that's not just like I carried my kids upstairs, see them lifting weights. Then use your kids for exercises. Do shoulder presses up and down with them. Put them on your back and do some squats. Like if you're really going to go there, go there.
Do you need weights for any of your videos? Do people need additional
items? The Sweat Unlimited one, which is actually for anyone. So whether you've had kids or not, you don't need any equipment. That's why I created it. I created that video a year after I had my first son, where I was like, I don't have time to be in the gym. I don't want to be in the gym. I need workouts that are short. I need workouts no matter how much time I have in the day. And that's what that video provides. It's 5 minute, a 15 minute, a 30, and a luxurious 45 minute workout for those days when you do have that time, but you don't need any equipment for those either. So those are great ones to take on the road. Yes, in my postnatal in the fourth trimester workout, let me tell you what's in there. There's three cardio workouts. There's three core workouts. There is a conditioning, so like a strengthening and conditioning workout, and then there's a flexibility one. Mm-hmm. I use a towel in those workouts. You have a towel at home. If you want my towel, I have one on my website. But the conditioning and strengthening workout, I do have weights in there. Now, if you've literally just had a baby, like 6 weeks out, I wouldn't recommend using weights. And the woman that's my backup in there who was 9 weeks out, she's not. But yes, then start to pick up some weights. But, I mean, hand weights you can buy for like $5.
Right, right.
Keep them in your home and start to pick up some weight because you need to train yourself for real life.
Now, you have, I read as well, and you mentioned this a little bit, a ton of teaching certificates and like training certificates and things like that in like every sort of field, a fitness-related field mm-hmm. that I could think of. How do you have time for that, number one? And I guess my other biggest question is, are you tired? Because I'm tired. I was reading through your website and through your bio, and I was like, how do you have time for all of this? I don't. I barely had time to make my daughter lunch before preschool.
I'm exhausted. No, I'm kidding. Yeah. Yes, trust me, I am tired. I think any mom who tells you she's not tired is
lying. Or on cocaine.
Totally lying. Yeah, totally lying or drinking coffee all day long.
Yeah.
But okay, first of all those certifications mm-hmm. I was smart enough to get before I had kids.
Oh, okay, very good.
Yes. The only one that I got after I had kids, I was still working for Reebok, and Reebok partnered with CrossFit. Mm-hmm. So they had me go through the CrossFit certification. I like the idea of CrossFit. I like CrossFit type moves, but I'm not a super fan of CrossFit. But I have been trained in CrossFit. And that I did right after I had Landon. They put me through that training. But everything else, you know, Schwinn cycling, Pilates, everything else that I've gotten certified in, I was smart enough to do before I had kids.
Before babies.
But I still have to keep up with those. As trainers and group fitness instructors, we have to continually recertify. But the great thing is a lot of that you can do online now. I'll dedicate myself to going to one conference a year. So that is not a time suck. Okay. What's a time suck for me is, yes, being on all these social media channels.
Yeah.
And
yeah, because you're very active on social media. You've got Facebook, Pinterest, Twitter, Periscope, which we did earlier. What else are you on? Are you on Tumblr?
I am not on Tumblr. I have a blog. I'm on YouTube.
Yeah, your blog is on
Periscope, Twitter.
It's finding
Pinterest is probably
podcast,
the last one I do.
I'm having a hard time like just keeping up with a few social media sites that I have. How are you doing it? Because you're really great about putting out videos regularly. About periscoping, I know you've got your new periscoping plan. How are you attacking all of that? How are you finding time?
Yes, I'll tell you everything. part of it is delegating, right? So I love Buffer. I use Buffer for Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
Facebook, you can plan all that in advance.
Yeah.
So maybe I'll take one night of my week after my kids go to bed and dedicate it for, I wish I was doing like a month ahead of time. Right now I can just keep up and do a week ahead of time.
Right, right.
However, I'm very intrigued. I've been reading a lot about
meetedgar.com.
From what I've read, do not quote me on any of this because I need to read more. You can actually put things like in a vault and it'll recycle everything. So like your tweets that you did 6 months ago, you can come back and use. Opposed to them just being like, who knows where they are.
Oh, okay.
So I think any of those pre-planning.
So, like, if you have, like, generic enough tweets about, you know,
just pushing out your other channels, pushing out your YouTube, pushing out your DVDs, pushing out your products.
Interesting. Okay.
Pushing out other people that you're fans of. I mean, mm-hmm. you can have, what is it on Fridays? What's double F?
Follow Friday.
Follow Fridays.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, you can recycle those, right? I mean, unless you've all of a sudden decided that you don't like one of those people anymore. Sure. But
Yeah.
But you can recycle that stuff. So that's why I'm intrigued by it, because I think that'll help me in terms of, you know, the Twitter time suck. But also part of Twitter is also being authentic and getting on there. You know, obviously everything I tweeted out about you and I meeting today, I did today.
Yeah.
So, I think that that helps. What I love about Periscope is that I can do it with my kids. Yeah. So my fan base is moms. A lot of them get a kick out of it because my kids are there and they're like, oh, she's doing it with her kids. And that is how I have to do a lot of my work sometimes.
Yeah, me too. Usually Chan is here. Today just happened to be one of the days she's at preschool. But she comes in and she's busted on a couple of my podcast interviews and been like, hi, what are you guys doing? So yeah, I get that.
And then some of it's delegating. So yeah. I don't edit my YouTube videos. Yeah. I do and I don't. I mean, I have to look at them and then send like something to somebody else, but I'm not good at that. So I think part of it is realizing what you're good at. Is it worth the money to have somebody do it for you so you're not wasting that time?
Now, some of your tips, like you're also really great at blogging and writing and things like that, and you've been featured in a lot of different online magazines with your pre and postnatal tips and in the October issue of Women's Health. Is that right?
Yeah.
That was with your prenatal tips or postnatal?
That is actually prenatal. The recent one on Women's Health is prenatal.
Are you finding that you're getting more traction on one or the other? Like more people are like, oh, I want to get in shape before the baby comes, or if people are like...
What is becoming popular, which actually my YouTube video that comes out tomorrow is about this, is about preparing your body for pregnancy.
Yeah.
Like what exercises should I do, because all this research is coming out about also too like what you eat before you get pregnant. And I think a lot of it is because of all the fertility problems that so many people are having, because we are all having babies later in life, is a lot of it is like, what did you do to your body before you got pregnant?
That's something I wish I had done more of before I got pregnant, is taking care of myself a little bit more, maybe lost a little bit more weight. I actually didn't gain that much weight during my pregnancy. And then after I had Channing, I weighed the least amount I'd weighed in a long time. But over the following like year or year and a half, I just packed up.
Especially after because you're making mac and cheese and you're making grilled cheese.
Well, you're doing whatever is like easy. Yeah, it's the pastas, the bread, all of it. That is my biggest weakness.
But it's also okay. So I will vent for a second, and if anybody is on my Facebook page, they saw me. And I don't usually rant on my Facebook page, and it's actually usually pretty positive. But my son was at camp this summer. And he came back and he said to me, Mama, is pasta bad for me? And I said, no, why would you say that? I had put pasta in his lunch. And a little girl had said to him, my mommy said that pasta's bad for you.
Oh, dear.
And I wanted to lose my mind. And yeah, I think I put something on my Facebook page to the extent of, in the Midwest, we consider pasta energy.
Yeah.
A carbohydrate that provides you with energy.
Delicious, delicious energy.
Yes. So I do like having those things on my own because my kids should be eating that stuff. And when I was a little kid, my family called me the bread queen. Mm. And am I the bread queen anymore? No. Would I love to be the bread queen? Sure. But you can't do that to your kids. And they need to see you eating those things. But they also need to see that you're eating, you know, lots of protein. We talk about that a lot in my house. What are foods that make you happy? Mm-hmm. And that's pretty much all they do. And what are foods that make you stronger? And I think by talking about your kids with that, and then them asking you, well, why are you eating this? Why, you know, because sometimes I do eat things that are different than my kids. And I've talked to them about why I'm doing that.
Right, right. Communicating with them the importance of all foods.
Yes.
And where they fall sort of in that spectrum of your own health and, like, you know. Also, just what tastes good. Sometimes it's okay to treat yourself.
Yeah. That's what he asked me once. Does ice cream make me stronger? I said, no. Ice cream will not make you stronger, but it will make you pretty happy. You know, and so I think that's fine. Yeah. I have lots of food that make me happy and they're not going to make me stronger. And I know that. But, I mean, it's not like I'm saying there's foods that are going to make you sad.
That's true.
Or foods that are... I don't call any food bad for you. I just say that's maybe not the best choice right now.
So I know that your focus is with moms and with pre and postnatal fitness, but I have a lot of listeners who are actors who are not yet parents. Do these workout tips apply to them in any way? Is there things in your DVDs and on your YouTube channel that can apply to people who haven't had kids yet?
100%. So Sweat Unlimited, there are... hot dudes in it. There are hot chicks in it. My backup, none of them were parents. Mm-hmm. When I shot it, I was going through this phase of, I don't want to talk about pregnancy. I was a year out from having my son, and I was like, oh, I hadn't realized that I had become that girl. Like, I am a pre and postnatal guru. Like, this is why people talk to me. I get to hear about people's pregnancies even before they've told anybody else, because they're like, Sarah, what can I do? What can't I do?
Right.
And once I decided to own that and embrace it, that's how I became who I am in terms of everything that I do now.
Yeah.
But
you were going through a phase.
I was going through a phase, and I shot that. And I will tell you, the workouts on there are amazing for anybody. Whether you've had a baby, you haven't had a baby. I have a college intern. We can go back to the conversation about how do you do everything. I have a college intern working for me that I said to her, you know, what do you think about getting this into the college market? Because college kids need workouts too.
Mm-hmm.
So it is. That one's for anyone. Now,
and that's Sweat Unlimited.
Sweat Unlimited. The postnatal DVD, I will tell you what's really great on there is the core workouts. Mm-hmm. I mean, the cardio, everything on there could definitely apply to anyone. You're going to have to hear me talk about being a mom, if you don't mind that. But the core workouts, you could have a diastasis and not have ever had a baby. Like, if you've been training your abs in the wrong way.
Yeah.
If you've gained a lot of weight in your stomach.
Yeah.
Like, think about, so you have a baby that you're carrying, and your uterus is pushing on your abdominal wall. Well, there's other things that can push on your abdominal wall and cause a diastasis, cause a separation of your abs. And also, do like I said, doing the wrong exercises. These people that just do crunches all day long and aren't really focusing on contracting and engaging the deepest core muscles, your transverse abdominis, that can result in a diastasis. So yeah. The core workouts, so you don't have to buy my entire DVD. You can go on sarahhaley.com and buy individual downloads. Those core workouts, I think, would be amazing for anyone who's looking at themselves and saying, why do I look pregnant and I've never even had a baby?
Right.
Which is super common.
Yeah.
So, yes, I would say those are all really great workouts for people who haven't even had children. And then the other thing in terms of social media, my Instagram, I've really refocused my Instagram. It's Sarah Haley Fit, and just being fitness related material. So if you are a fitness person or you want to be a fitness person, I think following me on Instagram would be great. I'm actually going to open up another account, Sarah Haley Life, where that is more mommy and kids.
I see.
So that people who want to see that stuff can go there and not have to be inflicted with my kids on my Instagram. if they don't want to see that.
I say deal with it. Deal with it, people. We're your moms, and that's what you get. Well, I know that I am super inspired by a lot of what we've talked about today, but also a lot of what I've seen on your website and on your YouTube channel. Like, because I watched a lot of it, and I like combed through your website like a stalker.
Awesome. I love it.
And I think it's fantastic. So I want to make sure that we tell our listeners again, for more information, they can go to sarahhaley.com. Mm-hmm. And is everything Sarah Haley Fit?
Yeah, all social media is Sarah Haley Fit. And I'm Sarah without an H, although obviously there's an H in Haley, so it's S-A-R-A-H-A-L-E-Y.
Yeah.
And then Fit for all my social media.
And I am going to, and the Expecting More, the fourth trimester workout, is available now?
Yeah, it's available on Amazon. So if you like shopping on Amazon, you can get it there.
Okay.
And you can also get it on my website. And on my website, the benefit to going to my website is you can get everything as downloads.
Oh, nice. Oh, yeah, that's fantastic. And I'll put a lot of this information as well on Motherhood in Hollywood if anybody has any questions there. And Sarah, thank you so much.
Thank you for
coming
me.
On the show today. I feel like I've already learned a lot. And I'll try not to have donuts for breakfast tomorrow.
And
or when you leave.
And honestly, anyone who's thinking about having a baby or you have questions about pregnancy or postnatal recovery, if you want to reach out to me on social media or even email me at info@sarahhaley.com, like, you're not bugging me. I've been through this twice already. I might do it again.
And yeah, what's
it's
next?
It's just... Yeah.
No pressure, but no, tell
that,
me
that
right
probably
now.
Will be. Everyone's like, what are you going to do next? I'm like, oh, I don't might, know. Maybe I'll have another baby. But I know where you're coming from, and I do have solutions, so please reach out.
Yeah, please do, everybody. Check it out. So thank you again, Sarah, for coming on the show, and I want to quickly remind everybody you can find more information about Sarah and her workouts on her website, sarahhaley.com, but also I will post a link to all of her information on my website, motherhoodinhollywood.com. And don't forget to hashtag MIH Podcast on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook with any fun pictures you want to include. And I will send you one of Sarah's DVDs. Hope you guys are having a great week, and we'll see you next time. Bye.
Mama funny.
Balls.